Florida has one of the largest prison populations in the country, and there are mounting questions about what's happening inside its prisons. There have been several recent news reports about suspicious deaths of inmates. That's led to state hearings and calls for closer oversight of Florida's Department of Corrections. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has more.
36-year-old Latandra Ellington was serving time for tax fraud at Lowell Correctional Institution in Central Florida when she died. Her family believes she was murdered. Algerine Jennings, Ellington's aunt, lives in Lake Wales, a small town surrounded by citrus groves. The scent of orange blossoms is in the air that stirs the wind chimes on her porch. Jennings says she stayed in close contact with her niece while she was in prison.
This is September the 21st that she wrote this letter. She said, "Aunt Ring, how are you feeling today? I hope and
what Ellington wrote in the letter was alarming. She said that one of the prison guards was threatening to kill her. Jennings continues from her niece's letter.
"He was going to beat me to death and mess me like a dog. He was all in my face. Then he grabbed his radio and said he was going to bust me in my head with it."
After receiving the letter, Jennings called the prison, and an official there promised to place Ellington under special protection. But by the next morning, she was dead. A state autopsy said the manner of death was natural. A toxicology report found elevated levels of hypertension medication. Jennings and her family didn't believe it. They paid for an independent autopsy. Lawyers for the family say that autopsy found hemorrhaging caused by blunt force trauma consistent with kicking or punches to the lower abdomen. When she saw the body, Jennings said, there were other things that convinced her that Ellington had been beaten.
Her right temple had a dent in it, a big bruise. Across her eye was a scar. But this was a fresh scar, you know, it had a scab over it.
Florida's Department of Law Enforcement said it found no evidence Ellington had been beaten and attributed her death to natural causes. Ellington's family plans to challenge those findings in court. It's just one of the deaths that have thrown a spotlight on Florida's prisons. Many came to light through a series of reports in the Miami Herald. The stories documented a pattern of inhumane treatment, abuse, and unexplained inmate deaths, and they prompted Florida's legislature to take action.
If I could have your attention, we'd like to bring the meeting to order.
At a recent hearing in Tallahassee, Senator Greg Evers asked prison guards to describe the conditions they work under. Officer Timothy Butler said staff shortages and a lack of communication with the administration have made the prisons unsafe for the inmates and the guards.
It's to the point where that if I were to walk down on the compound, I feel scared. I feel scared because I'm walking down on the compound. I don't know what I got my administration. I don't even know where we have enough people on there to help.
For years in Tallahassee, little attention was paid to conditions in Florida's prisons. The state has the nation's third largest prison population, with more than 100,000 men and women behind bars. But over the last 6 years, while the inmate population remained roughly the same, the budget was cut by $500 million. Vacant positions were left unfilled. Inmate health care and building maintenance suffered. Evers, a Republican who heads the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, decided he needed to assess conditions firsthand. He began conducting surprise after-hours visits to prisons. Evers says the visits helped convince him about the need to change the culture in the Department of Corrections.
We've got a tenth of 1% that still believe it's us against them. In other words, the correction officers against the inmates. And they try to rule with an iron hand.
Evers has been openly critical of investigations of inmate deaths done by the Department of Corrections.
It almost appears that there's cover-up involved. You know, it's one thing to do it. If it was a mistake, it was a mistake. But it's another thing to try to cover it up, and it wasn't a mistake.
Evers supports a bill that sets up an independent prison oversight board that would report directly to the legislature. It's a bold move, one that takes authority for the prisons away from Florida's governor. But it's necessary, Evers says, because the current system isn't working. Julie Jones is the seventh head of the Department of Corrections in the last 8 years. She believes the legislature and the media are making too much of the high number of inmate deaths. The vast majority of the 346 deaths were from natural causes, Jones says, something that should be expected in an aging inmate population.
I would submit to you, if you look at the raw numbers, it tells you, oh my gosh, we have a problem. If you drill in, the actual stats don't portray It's a crisis.
Of the 15 deaths determined to be homicides, Jones said, officers were involved in three. And she dismisses charges by Senator Evers and prison guards turned whistleblowers that there have been cover-ups.
I think what we have is a group of disgruntled employees that do not have the best interest of the department at heart.
Many in Florida's legislature aren't convinced. Support is growing for an overhaul of the state's prison system. And the Department of Justice is now looking into whether Florida's prisons have violated inmates' constitutional rights. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.